This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With U.S. and British troops massing along Iraq's southern border for an attack that could be possibly hours away, Iraq's parliament is meeting an emergency session in Baghdad. The lawmakers, all considered loyal to Saddam Hussein, were urged to rally behind the Iraqi president and defend the country. The Speaker of Parliament said it's unthinkable that Saddam Hussein would leave Iraq, the condition set by President Bush in order to avoid war. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. The Iraqi regime remains defiant.
Absolutely. I was at the Parliament meeting this morning, and one member after another stood up and said, you know, Saddam, we are with you. Please bear this terrible situation and final victory to you. God save you. May you be victorious. I mean, there was just adulation from the hall, but it has a quality of rote sort of repetition about it. But it was said.
Are people leaving the city?
Yes, there's no question. I mean, I looked out my window at 2 a.m. this morning and I saw people packing up a couple of stores out my window. I know from Iraqis I've spoken to, they're saying to their families who want to stay with them or worried about their husbands who are staying behind, and they're just saying to their wives and children, get out now, if they can. The city is eerily quiet. Every store is now shuttered. And the dinar is, that's the Iraqi currency. As one Iraqi said, it's the exchange rate to the dollar is now far worse than it was even in the 91 Gulf War, if you can find a place to exchange money.
Any signs of preparations to defend Baghdad?
Not really. You know, the weird thing about this is that while everyone thinks this is going to end up being a fight in the city, this city seems incredibly ill-prepared. I mean, there are sandbags around, and I am seeing far more members of the Ba'ath Party. You can tell them because they wear military uniforms, but without insignia of any kind, just plain green uniforms. They're all over. But as far as actual preparations, we are stuck in the city, we can't go out, but in here, not much.
What's the situation facing foreign correspondents who have remained in Baghdad?
Well, you know, the going phrase is, are you staying or leaving, as you meet each other? We don't know a great deal about what our fate will be. We're being moved out of several hotels where we had been ordered to. Now we're being ordered now to another hotel. We seem to spend most of our time packing and unpacking. And, you know, many of us who have decided to stay, we think we know what we're doing, but obviously it's risky, but we've decided that we think we can handle that. Most journalists, well, not most, but many, are leaving. The only problem is the road out of here to Jordan is now not considered very safe.
I'm hearing a lot of traffic noise there. It sounds not unlike New York.
Well, I just happen to be where at the hotel where all the journalists have been until we're being moved somewhere else. And so it's deceptive. Most of the city is really eerily quiet. Normally, this city is chock-a-block all over the place. And it's only in this particular neighborhood that it's really hot. Most people have bought whatever they can. They've hunkered down. The stores are closed. And they're waiting.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.